As I said before, joining me now from the madhouse that is the Scoop Media Room, Kevin List. Hey, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Now, you're going mental.
It's been... Why can't news be spread out? I think the first thing that was odd was I went to a cricket practice at 7 a.m. in the morning.
That is odd.
Itself. And my boss also attended, and he said that the Dominion Post, our Wellington newspaper, had just said, stuff it. Stuff suppression orders. Stuff court processes. Stuff it all. We've got a 156-page dossier, the same dossier, I believe, that TV3 also had access to, and they went and published it on the front page. And it's Phil Kitchen, interestingly enough, is the journalist with his face on the front page of the Dom Post, who has written it all up and banged it all out there for the public of Wellington. Guess you get the Dominion Post in Auckland as well. So
We do. Or we go on the internet and look at it on stuff.co.nz.
It's also on Stuff there.
Having had a look at the so-called evidence, it's not really that surprising, actually. I mean, a lot of it has sort of already been hinted at already.
Well, we've actually got the editorial up. We don't want to talk too much about the stuff that's on the front page, because my boss did make an interesting point, and I'm just saying that because he's having a frantic day as well, but his point was that what the Dominion Post have gone is, hey, look, we're not going to prejudice the trial because we've taken the names off, but really that's kind of prejudicing everyone that's in the 16 with some of the statements that have been said, is because you haven't got the names of who it is. So, you know, like you've now got all these crazy, wild out, you know, the statements that have been made, stuck out there in the Dominion Post. We don't know who's made them. So that's kind of unfair to everyone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And you told me this...
You've all sort of tarred with the same brush now.
Yeah. You told me this morning you're of the belief that they will definitely go down for contempt of court.
Oh, did I? No, I don't think I did.
Well, oh, okay.
I was talking to you now.
It might have been that news madness speaking.
Yeah, I think it was the general news madness. I mean... No, we actually saw the Solicitor General, and he was going to write a stiff letter this afternoon and post it out, but we don't really know what exactly is happening. He said that the police are the one that's going to be investigating, and by all accounts, looks like maybe someone in the police that was leaking the material, so don't know.
Is it a scoop you're a bit sad you missed out on?
Well, we're able to read it now. I suppose it sort of went to the more major players first, and for some of the editorial line scoop was reading. We were probably quite far down the list, I think, of the police leaking it to us.
Never mind.
Probably somewhere slightly above indie media, but not by a lot.
And so what else is causing you havoc this morning? Obviously,
The
Hikoi has arrived.
Well, some of the Hikoi has arrived. Quite more of it's arrived now, and one of our reporters has just said that they've headed towards Te Puni Kokiri, which is the Ministry of Māori Affairs, and are yelling shame.
Ooh, were any elderly ladies given a pukana?
I don't know, but interestingly enough, some of the people arrested, been in jail and that, have attended, they're actually on the Hikoi.
So oh, really?
Out and about, wandering around. I obviously can't say exactly who, but yes, I've at least noticed one definite person who has been on it.
Our breakfast host, Michael Havoc, was a bit saddened to see the Hikoi travelling by car on the news last night.
What did he think the Hikoi should have travelled in?
By foot. Isn't that the idea of a march?
Well, mate, the weather we had last evening, the Hikoi would have been bogged down and probably drowned if they weren't in vehicles. It was appalling.
Would have been like marching on St. Petersburg.
Thunderstorm, rain, lightning, very, very frightening. The other big political news, I mean, see, this is the whole thing, you can go weeks. The other political news, a bit dull for perhaps the Auckland listeners, but it's very Wellington. It relates to a public servant called Madeleine Setchell. Her partner was John Keyes, Chief Press Secretary. She got banged out of her job once that was found out. This is the reason that David Benson-Pope is now no longer a minister, because he had a little bit to do with it and was a little bit less forthcoming with his answers to the Prime Minister. And today the State Services Commissioner helped investigate himself, it would appear, in a report that came out, and State Services Commissioner is up saying, look, I've been a bad boy and I'm going to take a 2.5% pay cut because I've been so bad.
And for 1 year?
For 1 year, which works out, I think, to be about $9,000 of his $400,000 salary.
So
he certainly slapped himself over the wrist with a dry bus ticket, I think.
What about more? Will there be more political repercussion?
Well, I don't think so. Interesting, because I went to a select committee to just see how excited the media was in this, and there was no TV cameras, so expect probably a hard-hitting, incisive report from Audrey Young. We're too busy to write anything hard-hitting or incisive in the Herald tomorrow. But no, I just think the media's just lost interest. They turned up to the first press conference. Next press conference, they're all out looking at the hickory.
No good pictures at a press conference, really.
Oh, no. There was two press conferences. Firstly, there was at the State Services Commission. Then it went over to Parliament to a select committee where National MP Gerry Brownlee was berating and harassing him, and I went and got some audio of that. For the true political fan out there at BFM, we will put the audio up when our hands stop bleeding from doing other stuff. So, yeah, Gerry Brownlee versus State Services Commissioner, but I'm afraid it just does not beat. Honestly, Paul, does that beat suppression orders as orders being blown out of the water by the Dominion Post and a hickory?
Yeah.
No, it does not. Drive public servants. But interestingly enough, please go to Scoop and have a look at the State Services Commissioner's tie, because it is outrageous.
Will do. Kevin.
It's yellow, mate. It's yellow.
It's a yellow tie.
With sunflowers.
I used to wear a yellow tie, but it was more in an ironic sense than anything else.
No, I think he's just decided, poor old Mark Preble, he's decided that I need something to cheer me up today because I've taken a 2.5% pay cut for my naughtiness, and I'm going to have a yellow tie.